Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is College Kickoff Week on Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club 1080.
Rojo wants the banana. Where's my wood, John? Where's my wood?
What's that like?
Goodness gracious!
I don't know.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
But I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
This show sucks.
Yes,
all the yeses.
Yes.
I just got paranoid for a second.
Sucker.
I was on Twitter and, you know, you click the little, see what's trending, the hashtag. And Valerie Harper died today. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Valerie Harper dead at 80 years old.
She was 80?
Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, Valerie, Rhoda. So I was on there and I saw that and I was like, oh, Valerie Harper's dead. And then I saw, guess what was trending right below her? Ozzy Osbourne.
Dead?
No, that was, I was like, ah!
Still not dead.
No, still not dead. He's on Post Malone's new album, but I was like, that's, because it doesn't tell you why they're trending. It just says trending and it was Valerie Harper and I knew that she was dead and right below Valerie Harper was Ozzy Osbourne. If you've got a Deadpool, isn't Ozzy Osbourne near the top of that list?
Well, I tell you what, whoever's had Ozzy Osbourne in the Deadpool has just been getting railroaded because I'm sure you bought him like in the 80s or the 70s even, and he's still going. He is costing people so much money.
Yeah. So I just was like, well, there we go. Because they come in threes. I was like, first Valerie Harper and now Ozzy. And then I was scrolling through and it turns out, no, he's just on Post Malone's new album.
Yes.
By the way, he's only 70. He looks 85.
I would have guessed he's older.
Me too.
Yeah, is he single? He's not with...
Boy, I don't know. I feel like they will always be together, but they're not really together. Like a Bill and Hillary Clinton sort of thing. Because they're still together, right?
Well, I mean,
when's the last
for
time,
show they are.
When's the last time they...
Schmushed?
Yeah.
Probably the 50s.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I promise you
this. No, wait. How old's the daughter? She's 20.
Chelsea?
She's 30.
She's got to be 30, right?
She's in her
right?
30s. So at least 30 years ago.
I'm being dead serious about this. You had to put the over-under. She is 30. Whoa. That can't be right.
How old is she?
39.
Oh, wow. So 40 years ago.
So if I had to say over the last 39 years, so since Chelsea Clinton was born.
Mm-hmm.
Bill has had sex more times with Hillary Clinton or with other women?
Oh, not even close, other women. Not even close.
Like laps?
That's not even a debate.
No?
No.
I mean, they've been married.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And yet they're still, and that they're still together. I feel like Sharon.
Dude, don't do it.
I feel like Sharon and Ozzy have that. That they're together.
I thought they split.
Well, I'm sure they did, but they've split multiple times. But they keep coming back.
Yeah.
they'll never really ever break up.
Oh, look at this. Funny. People Magazine, how Sharon Osbourne fell back in love with Ozzy Osbourne after cheating scandal.
There you go.
That's from 2017. Yeah,
they're not going anywhere.
Aww.
At this point, they're both old, belligerent. No one can stand any one of them. They probably get to sleep with whoever they want to. No one wants to go through the pain of divvying up the money. They both got their own careers. They probably never see each other. What's the point of being divorced?
She says she believes he's seriously trying to be a better person.
Really?
And she forgave him.
So after, what, 50 years in the spotlight, now he's deciding to be a better person? After all the pills and the booze and the whores and the rock and the Satan and
well,
the biting
the
heads off things?
Bad alcoholic, right?
He's a horrible alcoholic.
Isn't that his thing?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody thinks drugs, 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 and I'm sure he did and does plenty of, but
booze is a big deal.
Booze is his issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Because for a while there, he sobered up. And, you know, all that talk, like the image that a lot of the young people know of Ozzy is of the stumbling guy from the Osbournes. And
yeah, he was drunk.
Yeah, and he was just hammered all the time. But if you listen to interviews when he was sober, not that he's the most coherent person in the world, but
no, he's a sharp dude.
Yeah, he's not all.
So is she.
Yeah,
she's a sharp dude.
He's a very smart
person,
dude, lady, person.
Yeah, they're great.
I think she probably makes more than he does now.
You think
she's like on The View and is the talk
still,
and all that?
He's like,
they're doing. Yeah, he still does
he
Black
sings
Sabbath
and stuff.
And, yeah, they go on tour with Black Sabbath. And,
oh man,
you know,
would you go see them?
I saw Black Sabbath. When did they come? It was a number of years ago.
Yeah, they rocking came, you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
But they came around on the you know. The,
you got another thing coming.
The apology tour. You
is
know,
that, is that them?
That's them.
Rocking to the door.
Could you please sing?
God, I love those.
Could you sing War Pigs?
I'm sorry, those are great. I don't even need to apologize for that. Those are fantastic.
Please sing War Pigs. Do it now, please.
War Pigs. What's please. That?
Really?
Mm-mm. I don't know what that is.
Lynch just look. Lynch wants to slap you right now.
Oh, that makes me feel better about not knowing what it is.
That may be the most disgusted I've ever seen Mike Lynch with you, and that's saying something. When Rob said, "What's that?" Lynch looked away from Rob, gave a deep sigh, and threw up his hands.
That's Mike.
Well, it's getting ready to kick in. You still don't know it, do you?
Uh-uh.
You better know it once it kicks in.
It might be, like, it's a top five, like, rock and roll riff of all time.
Oh, the siren, yes. There should be more sirens in music.
I still, I'm stunned. Like, even you.
They are kind of badass.
You shouldn't be stunned.
I'm a little stunned.
Keep it going. Oh, okay. This. Yeah, I know this. There you go. Yeah, this is a great tune.
Okay.
This is called what? War Pigs?
Just like
witches
at Black Massive. One of the.
I know,
most
it's a great song. I just didn't know what
time.
It was called.
Okay. There you go. It's so good. They came around on the End Tour in 2017.
Did you watch them?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
And Ozzy was there?
Uh-huh. Well, you can't have a Black Sabbath End Tour without Ozzy Osbourne.
That's true. Did he do Crazy Train?
Can you imagine if Black Sabbath showed up and then Ozzy wasn't there? They've got like the little Asian dude from Journey and he's like, let's do some War Pigs! The place would burn to the ground.
What did they close with? This?
I honestly don't remember what they closed with.
A memorable show, huh?
It was okay.
Good little show.
It wasn't horrible. But
Mama, I'm coming. I love that tune. That's a good one. That's Ozzy.
That's Ozzy on his own. That is not.
No, I know.
That's not Black Sabbath.
I know Ozzy more than I know. I know solo Ozzy more than I know Black Sabbath.
But they that tour made like $100 million.
Well, you're damn right it did.
Yeah. I think they ended with Paranoid, if I'm not mistaken. You were driving. I don't know why that bothered me that I couldn't remember that. But I want to go with Paranoid.
Sing it.
As their finale. Mike, will you pull up Paranoid? Because
why don't you sing
Rob
it?
Rob should know that one too. Look, Isaac Rop, you.
You stay in your lane.
You are the songbird of a generation, not me.
You need to take more risks with your work.
Why should I sing when you. You've got it. You've got the pipes.
Anything you want, you got it. Boom, boom.
Like he can sing.
Name that guy.
That's Roy Orbison.
Hell yeah.
You can sing.
Criminally underrated Roy Orbison.
Is Roy Orbison underrated?
Really? I think he is. Yeah, nobody talks about Roy Orbison the way they should. Huh. Well, people do. I just feel like he's overlooked.
Really?
Greatness.
Now, I will say that the Traveling Wilburys, which was like the super group,
yeah.
They broke up after one album because Roy died, yeah. And they didn't want to go on.
Right, but guess what? If you take people back to the Traveling Wilburys and you said name them, a lot of people would leave out Roy Orbison. That would be the one that they wouldn't remember.
And that's a shame.
And that is a shame because Roy Orbison's the man.
Yes, Roy Orbison was the
man. Mike, do you know the Traveling Wilburys?
No, I do not.
Really?
Not by name of band.
Never Tom Petty?
I love Tom Petty.
Bob Dylan? Nothing?
Bob Dylan? What? What?
Nothing?
Well, the Traveling Wilburys weren't around long.
They had one album.
For a guy of Mike's age, he probably missed the Traveling. They were great, though.
I love Tom Petty. I love Bob Dylan. I just didn't know they made a group.
Yeah, they made a super group.
And they were going to stick together.
They were damn good.
Yeah, and they were going to keep that thing going, and then Roy Orbison died, and they just didn't feel... They said Roy was that important to the group, and they're like, "No, we're not going to do it." I don't even know how we got on all this. But...
Neither. Why are you talking about this? Oh, did you? Can you pull up Paranoid, please?
Oh yeah, you asked what they closed with.
Paranoid.
And I can't be quoted on that, but I believe
you can look up their set list.
Oh yeah.
You know. I like doing that. Do you ever do that? Do you ever just look up band set lists?
Setlist.fm is a great way to track set lists.
It is great. Yeah. I just like to see how bands mix it up. Oh, yeah. Okay.
See, I mean, like, it's universally recognized, right?
Yeah, all right.
It's been in how many different movies has this been in?
Actually, everything. You know what? The dude from ELO... That's so true. Somebody said Dylan, Petty, Harrison, Orbison, and the dude from ELO. That's true. Roy Orbison is, look, Jeff, what's his name? Oh, my God.
Yeah, the curly-haired guy.
Exactly. So it's not Orbison that gets that label. It's the dude from ELO because I can never remember his name.
Yeah, he's got awesome white man afro. Why can't I think of his name? Jeff Lynne.
Yeah, Jeff Lynne's the guy. It's like the other guy.
Yeah, he's the other guy.
Not Orbison.
No, you got George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, and then there's the other guy.
The other guy. But he's greatness too. But I still think Roy Orbison is underrated, criminally underrated.
And by the way, yes, encore, Paranoid.
Oh, what? You did look up the set list.
Yeah, I did.
What other Black Sabbath songs do you know but don't know?
Oh, probably a million. I don't know what any of them are called. I never got into Black Sabbath, but I know their famous stuff, obviously.
Well, and you would know, the one you would know.
That's not the song.
That doesn't sound like Black Sabbath.
The one you would know more than anything else, obviously, is Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, right?
You know what? You know why I know this?
Everyone.
They do, but do you know why I know this?
Why?
Wrestling.
Really?
This was Hawk and Animal. They would come out to this.
That's how you know this one?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I listened to enough music to...
Sure.
Everybody knows Iron Man. You're right. But I just... When I heard this, I thought, oh, Hawk and Animal are coming out.
There you go. I would assume that if you're going with most recognizable songs after, like, 1 second, wouldn't Iron Man be right there?
Now, let me ask you this. Is Black Sabbath underrated?
I think amongst non-metal groups or like sections, yeah. But if you're into heavy metal or if you're into rock, Black Sabbath is really kind of
iconic.
They're viewed as the original. So if you were going to do like the biggest rock/metal bands of all time.
Biggest metal influencers, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get into the Sabbath and like Metallica. And
yeah, but let's get out of that. I'm saying general. I think they're underrated.
Yes, they're underrated.
I don't give them enough credit.
See, no. This is, we have bum music from Black Sabbath.
Oh, that makes me think of Primetime.
Yeah. Sabbath is underrated, yes.
Okay. Well, we've established that. Black Sabbath, Roy Orbison, both underrated.
Yes.
They should have collaborated and it would have been great.
And then there's like the opposite of that, that people, Motorhead is weird because everyone wears Motorhead t-shirts and yet no one listens to Motorhead.
Give me the top Motorhead song.
Ace of Spades.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But like, you'll see the Motorhead logo, the war pig on the front of it. You'll see those shirts everywhere. And there's a good chance that who's ever wearing the Motorhead shirt has no idea who Motorhead was, who the lead singer was, or really anything about them. It just kind of became fact. It was always like a running joke that Lemmy, who's the lead singer, he would always say, man, if everyone that bought a Motorhead shirt just would buy an album, then we'd be the most famous band in the world.
I think another one, too, that's underrated is Iron Maiden. They're not as big as Black Sabbath, but Iron Maiden was so influential. Yeah.
See, you're into a genre that I got nothing. I know Iron Maiden, and I would know a couple of their songs, but that's about it.
Yeah, Maiden is great, too. I'm with Mike on that one. Probably does not get the credit they deserve. But then Mike goes into a whole other realm. Because that's kind of where my metal stops, with Maiden, Sabbath, Metallica, things like that.
They were my gateway drug to metal.
But then Mike takes it to a different level, because then he goes into like the real, well, death metal and the growling and stuff like that.
Which no one knows.
No.
I mean,
It's a very subreddit section down there.
Yeah, the most popular bands in that genre are known, but not even at the level that you would think. Like, I think Opeth is huge in metal, but you two probably don't know Opeth.
Never heard of them.
And they're one of the biggest.
You're going to give me Mastodon is about the last, like
Mastodon's good, yeah.
Loc or modern, within the last 15 years.
Ooh.
That's going to be the last metal band.
I mean, Dream Theater. You probably know Dream Theater.
Oh, there you go, Dream Theater.
Yeah. Death Pool, when the Wilburys were founded. Death Pool. Who would have bought Bob Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's alive and Jeff Lynne's still alive.
I didn't know if Lynne was still alive, but Harrison's dead.
Lynne's alive.
Petty's dead. Yeah. Orbison's dead. Yeah.
It's Bob Dylan versus Jeff Lynne. Now, I think a lot of people would have bought Jeff Lynne, but not a lot of people would have bought Dylan.
Can we confirm that Bob Dylan's alive?
I
saw Bob Dylan years ago in concert here in Portland.
No, he's alive.
I'm not so certain. I saw him like 6 years ago, and
I think
he was dead. He stood on the stage, and he awkwardly, well, I'm not going to say he sung. He awkwardly mumbled.
Well, didn't he do that his whole career?
I'm convinced that when I saw Bob Dylan, he was dead, and they did a Weekend at Bernie's thing. So I'm challenging whether Bob Dylan's still alive. And here's one we can do because I know we got a break. I challenge this one. Find me a better artist that you've seen where you walked away utterly pissed off at the show.
Because
I give you, I love Bob Dylan.
You saw Bob Dylan.
Everything about him, I love Bob. I have basically everything he's ever done, one of my all-time favorites. And that was the first time I had seen him. And holy crap, one of the worst shows I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's a really good question.
I wish I hadn't have gone. I wish I would just have the image of Dylan in my head, because now when I bring him up, I can't help but think of that night, and it was horrific.
Now you got me thinking. Text yours to 55305, 619 on the Fan.
Education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
All right. Not really sure why we were talking music, but we were. And you asked a question of the best artists or the most famous act you saw that you were thoroughly disappointed in.
Yeah, because I pointed out, I looked it up. It was in 2014, and Bob Dylan, who many people argue, and I'm not going to argue against this, is the most significant, what would you say, cultural icon of the last 100 years. I mean, Dylan changed the world. And I love Bob Dylan. I mean, you just, whether you like him or not, you have to admit his impact. It was bigger than Elvis's. I mean, it's unbelievable. mean, people throw him out there with like him or the Beatles, right? Take your pick. But I saw him for the first time at the Roseland Theater in 2014, and I'm here to tell you that it was one of the worst concerts I have
like
ever
been to. Like, cringeworthy bad, huh?
I honestly thought about leaving at some point.
Did he play this? This would have spiced it up.
Darn it.
Yeah, you thought about leaving. That's really bad.
So he played two sets, and I remember, like, four or five songs in, I'm just, you're like, this has got to get better. This has got to get better. This has got to get better. And they played Tangled Up in Blue towards the end of the first set, which is one of my absolute favorite Bob Dylan songs. Except I wasn't certain that it was Tangled Up in Blue.
Ooh.
It was one of those. I was like, what's
is this? Is this it?
Is this?
Oh, yeah, that's. Wait,
what?
Did he? What?
I think, what? Maybe? And then he took a break, and I was like, and then he came back, and I think he came out of the second set with a Simple Twist of Fate, which again, I'm like, yes. And then I went, no. Because it was worse than the version of Tangled Up in Blue.
Yes,
and it just kept getting worse.
No.
Worse.
No.
Worse.
No.
And it was mind-numbing. And then at some point, you're like, I guess I've stayed here long enough. Let's stick around for Blowing in the Wind.
Yeah.
It was just bad.
No.
And it sucks only experience with Bob Dylan.
So I'm going to answer this, and then there's a few coming in on the text line here. This is going to disappoint you greatly, but mine is Metallica.
Ooh, that hurts.
I saw them at the height of Metallica. So it would have been the 90s.
Yeah, early 90s.
Yeah. And they came to Kansas City. And I think a lot of it had to do with the venue. I don't think the venue, the acoustics were not good. They were
sounded all blown out.
Yeah. It was like, it was too loud and too distorted. And that maybe isn't fair to Metallica, but we didn't have the greatest seats either. So I left thoroughly, thoroughly disappointed in Metallica. Here are a couple of others. One text says, Dave Matthews was the biggest surprise ever. Thought it would suck, but it was so good. They are amazing, and they really are.
You just have to be in a certain mindset.
You do. I mean,
listen to Dave Matthews.
He's just, But he puts on a really good show.
If you want to see some hairy armpits, knock yourself out.
Here's another one. Ray LaMontagne at Edgefield, awful.
Really?
Now, before I go on with this text, everything this guy's about to say, I was at that show. I don't know if it was that specific show, but I saw Ray LaMontagne at Edgefield, and I agree with everything he's about to say. Total snooze fest. And he's pretty chill anyway.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God. It was awful. And here's what he says. Love him, but, man, live, he played all of his psychedelic BS. Worst part was I hated it so much I drank like a fish and was hungover the next day. That was the same as me. I was like, man, this is boring. I'm going to go get another beer. And I love Ray LaMontagne. I think he's greatness, but it's just...
No, it didn't translate, huh?
No. And he's weird. He's a weirdo. Yeah. And so he basically just walks on stage, plays. You can't even see his face, and he leaves. And he just plays. He just played all of his... Yeah, it's just... Ugh.
Didn't do it for you.
No.
Did he have a big cowboy hat on, or was he wearing the newsboy cap?
No, he wears the... Like the...
He's always got a hat on of some kind.
Yeah.
Like
it's not a cowboy hat, but...
Yeah,
I don't know what you call that.
Derby bowler or whatever.
Here's one that says Rush in 2007. They played great, but only played like two songs, and the rest was new material.
Oh, I'd be livid.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than seeing a classic rock band, and they're like, we got a new album out. Let's play it start to finish.
Oh, here's one. This is interesting. Because you hear great things about this band, but you also hear awful things about this band. And I guess it would have to do with how much drugs they did that night or how well they were getting along. Oasis.
Oh.
This guy saw him at the Roseland in 1995. He said 40 minutes of awful.
And they were probably...
They were just wasted.
Probably just high or stoned, yeah.
And those guys didn't give an S.
No, no. There was the great one about that is, remember they were doing MTV Unplugged, which at the time was a big deal, right? Remember MTV Unplugged and like Nirvana and Pearl
Nirvana's
Jam?
Album's so good.
Yeah, one of the best live albums ever is Nirvana Unplugged. And all apologies on that.
That really is good.
Oh, just... Shivers. Love it. But Oasis did theirs, and I forget which one of the brothers. He refused to perform, but he sat in the front row and heckled them. Of their MTV Live, the Unplugged performance, if you watch the video of it, again, one of the brothers is on stage singing, and the guy that's the main lead singer, it's Noel and Liam, right?
Noel is the main guy.
Okay, so then Noel was sitting in the front row, refused to perform, and sat in the front row and mocked them.
Or maybe it's Liam. Now I don't remember.
He mocked them at their own live performance on MTV.
Well, I guess he was more wasted than the other guy.
Yeah, the one that's the main singer.
Yeah,
is...
Liam is the weird one, the wasted one. Okay. He kind of flamed out.
Yeah.
Noel is the one that's
still putting it out
stuff.
So then it was Liam then, who was the main lead singer originally, and he's the guy that that refused to
go look at old pictures of them.
Yeah.
God.
They're also the people that said that they were better than the Beatles.
Yeah, they did. But they were really good. Oasis was money, but they couldn't get out of their own way. Here's a couple more. Saw Neil Diamond a couple of years ago. Grew up with my dad loving him, but when they start talking the songs, it's tough.
Yeah, it's rough.
So true. Yep. Another one says, Toby Keith, about 10 years ago at Clark County Amphitheater, drank the entire show long and was roaring drunk by the end of it. It was bad.
It can be. You got to find that sweet spot, because sometimes you get an artist that's having a couple and they loosen up. But
hey,
then,
you know what? I have one of those on the drinking thing.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw, and I think he's sober now.
I remember that.
But we saw him. You were probably at that same show.
Amphitheater, yeah. He was drunk
This one was at Moda Center.
Oh.
But he was lit up, and he just kind of stumbled around, and he was bad. Faith Hill carried him.
I saw him at the amphitheater when he was like that. And yeah, he's cleaned up now, but same thing. I thought at one point at the amphitheater he was going to fall off the stage. He was so drunk.
Yeah, and he puts that hat real low, and he just kind of keeps his head down.
Like this.
I haven't had many experiences like this with really big bands. I go to a lot of smaller shows because it's metal, the metal that I listen to. But I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this where the equipment fails.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen one of my favorite bands. I've seen them twice where the mic wouldn't work. And they had to play instrumental songs, or they had no vocals at all, and it sucked.
What the hell?
And it was twice.
You get your money back.
Like years apart.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to get my money back because there's seven bands on the concert, so you see a bunch of bands. But it's just like I wanted to see them really badly, and then the mic broke twice, and I was like, "Come on!"
Yeah, someone's saying they saw Lenny Kravitz, and it was like that. He said his equipment was all blown out.
We saw him in Dallas. He was good.
He was good, but they said like the monitors went out, and so he couldn't tell. Like he was singing off key because he couldn't hear himself, and that's not on Lenny. That's just, you know, if the stuff goes out on that, you're hooped. Someone else has said, and I saw them three or four times, and it's true. Guns N' Roses was like that. Depending on how messed up Axl was, you either got a great performance or you got an absolute S show. I saw Guns N' Roses once, and I bet you they played for maybe a half hour and then left. I don't even remember what he was bitching about. But he threw a big stinking fit, and he slammed a bottle down and then walked off.
Uh-huh.
And we all thought he was going to come back. No, they just left. And then after about 20 minutes of sitting there, the crowd slowly was like, well, I guess that's it. So we'll just go home now. Yeah, 30 minutes they played.
Man, there's a lot of good ones coming in here. Biggest pleasant surprise, Bush. I don't like him at all, but they sounded incredible opening for STP.
Isn't Bush always a good surprise?
No.
Oh, no.
I would say no.
It'd be quite bad.
All right. What's next? Good question. Here's Mike.
Results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
All right, John's going to wrap it up next. Stay tuned at 7 o'clock, live from Dallas, Dusty Dirt and Anthony Newman with a Ducks season preview show. It'll be 2 hours long. Yeah, so let's flip the script on this. Act that you saw live that thoroughly impressed you when you didn't expect much.
I've got a couple, and look, I go to a lot of different shows. I'm going to Lil Wayne and Blink 182 tonight, of all things. I just like going to concerts.
That's a strange pairing for me.
It is. And this is one of those, like,
but
I'm just,
I like it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
It was one of those that I just ended up kind of tagging along.
I'm going to say you're not going, so you don't like it that much.
No, if I were in town, I actually, put it this way. I got to catch a flight. I'm leaving tonight, but the tickets for that show have been run around the building because they have extras here.
Yeah.
And that's one that I went, maybe I would go to that.
That's kind of how
I'd like to see what Lil Wayne's got going on.
That's kind of how this happened, is that they were like, hey, you know, you got tickets? And I was like, actually, yeah, we've got them laying around. And I was like, I'll get you some. And then they were like, well, you should come. And I was like, I don't have anything. All right, let's go.
Nah. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, the Bieber game is on. You can DVR that thing.
Yeah, DVR it. Go Biebs. So I go to a lot of different shows, and this is one of those that I think I went for a gal, if I'm not mistaken. That's half the time you end
Lilith up. Lilith Fair.
No, that was interesting. Although I did go to try to see some uptops and didn't work out. Although Lilith Fair wasn't that bad. There was some decent acts, but I ended up going in college to No Doubt. And,
ooh.
Yeah.
I've heard she's amazing.
Here's the
Stefani?
Here's the interesting part. They're known as a good live band. No Doubt was horrific.
Oh, really?
People were booing them. The opening act, and I have no idea what the hell happened to them, and I only know really the one song. They had one big hit. Do you remember the band Lit?
L-I-T, yeah. They had the one with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
That was their video, right?
What is it? The sleeping in the front yard, and I can't, you know.
Yeah, I know
woke
song.
Up with my clothes on last night. That one.
And you're gone.
Gone. Right? Dun, 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 dun. Only song I
Lit.
Know. So we show up at that, and I don't know. It was like at the E Center. It was kind of like if you were playing at the Memorial Coliseum. So it's not like a huge venue there in Salt Lake. But we went, and I'll be damned if Lit didn't have the audience eating out of the palm of their hand. Lit was fantastic. And then No Doubt came on, and their first couple songs were kind of crappy.
Mailed it in.
And the crowd started chanting, "We want Lit. We want Lit."
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was weird. And then, like, they were playing, like, kind of like, what would you call it? Like, more slow songs. They were playing, like, ballads, and people weren't having it. And it was really an interesting, and you could tell that she was kind of getting pissed at the crowd. Lit outplayed No Doubt. It was the damnedest thing.
Here's a couple. One says Jack Johnson, 2009, blew expectations out of the water.
Yeah, Jack Johnson's great.
Well, a lot of people aren't Jack Johnson types, you know? Like, you got to be kind of, I don't know, he's unique, right?
Yeah.
But if you go to his show, he's a lot better than you would think. His show is not just, put it this way, Jack Johnson is just in a box. Like, you know what he's bringing to the table.
Sure.
And the beachy, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's
going to eat some banana pancakes.
He's more than that live, and it's surprising.
Yeah. In fact, I had never heard of Jack Johnson. This would go in my category of surprise bands. I went and saw Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't think it was the Innocent Criminals at the time. It was, what was the name of his first band? Anyway, Ben Harper and his previous band and G Love and Special Sauce were playing. And so I was like, oh, that's going to be a kick-ass show. And the opener was Jack Johnson. And I was like, who the hell is Jack Johnson? And he played the entire album of Brushfire Fairy Tales, which was like his first album. He played, well, I don't know if he played the whole thing, but he every song that he played was off of that album. I bought the album that night, and it was amazing. I had no idea who he was, but it was one of those where you're like, hey, we'll be selling CDs. And we're like, well, I'm going to go buy a CD. He was fantastic.
This guy's good.
For the metal fans out there, the show I just saw this year, I went to go see Mastodon. I had never really listened to Coheed and Cambria. They were amazing live. Absolutely fantastic. And I went and, you know, downloaded their albums. I was like, this is awesome.
Somebody else said Lyle Lovett. I've seen him. He's great.
Oh.
He's greatness. Lyle Lovett is greatness. He is.
Yeah.
And I know everybody makes fun of his looks. Dude, that guy's great.
Yeah. If I Had a Boat, one of my favorite tunes.
Green Day at Estacada Timber Park. And let's finish on this one. This concert that blew you away that you had no expectations but was really good. Mm-hmm. This makes my heart happy, and I will waltz out of this studio on this text because it just puts me in the mood. I got to catch a flight. You and John next. The Duck Show 7 to 9. You're back Monday. I'm back Tuesday. Sports. He writes... The Spin Doctors. Cameo Theater, Miami, 1992. Embarrassed to say, they kicked my ass. That makes me happy.
Little Miss can't be wrong.
All right, 6:45 on the Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080, The Fan.
All right, we've lost Rob, but we've gained John, so I call that like we're neutral here. What's going on?
I've been informed that I have to talk to just you because there's no Isaac Roth.
No, he's leaving to catch an airplane. I think he's going down. I think he's going to golf or something in Palm Springs.
I heard he's giving stuff away. I was going to ask for something. Look, I'm a memorabilia guy. I need a piece of I Roth for my collection.
Well, you should have been there today. I was over at the Palatial Roth Estate. They were getting some work done on the moat, And I walked away with an Isaac Rupp desk. For every time I show prep, I will be prepping at the Isaac Rupp Memorial Desk.
I will look, quite frankly, I know where you live, and I look forward to sitting at the Isaac Rupp Desk.
Yeah.
But the rumor was that he was just making deals and looking to get rid of stuff. And I'm not going to lie, I would have liked to kind of peruse the house and pick out something for myself.
Yeah. You know. 100%. He was trying, like, he tried to give me a bed. He had a king size sleep number bed that was that he needed to get rid of, but I don't have none of the kids' rooms in my house could fit a king size bed. He tried giving me a small kitchen table that would seat like four people, a little round table, and then he tried giving me like a giant, like literally a giant tub of like Joe Weider muscle weight gainer.
Imagine eating your nut and honey at the same table that Isaac Rupp ate his nut and honey at every morning.
Yes. Had I had room for it again, but like he's down. So I have a small house. My house is only like 700 square feet. I'm like, dude, I don't have any room for this stuff, but I'm getting rid of my desk to put Rob's desk in there.
Yeah. Is there a hierarchy of stuff? Is Mike going to take your desk? Is that how it goes Rob's desk to you? Your desk to Mike, then Mike has to give away a desk to Patrick or something. Like, is there a hierarchy at the Fan?
I suppose. I got my desk from a guy I knew that was like shutting down his real estate business, and I got his old desk.
I don't really have space in my house for a desk, so I don't think this chain, at least for a desk, can continue.
Hmm. Yeah, I love having a desk. Yeah. I think it's great. I'm pro desk in every way. And you can put stuff on it. There's drawer. I love it. And when we move,
you can put stuff on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's drawers and it's stuff. And you sit there. And my dream is, and maybe Big Soup, now that you have Isaac Rupp's desk, you can do this. I want to get one of those, like you see them in the movies, the rich guys, they have the book of checks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's like a big, it's not a checkbook, it's like a big three-ring binder of checks. There's like three to a page, and like some rich guy in the movie is going to write a check for like 20 grand, and he just opens up the binder, and he's got like the big pen on his desk, and I want one of those, but you have to have a cool desk to have it on.
That's true, and I think you have to have enough money, and like, I don't, so.
Yeah, like I can't. Like, you can't break that thing out and cut a check to Domino's.
No, it's kind of lame. Like, the only checks I ever write really are for, like, my kids' school lunches and, like, a parking ticket.
Yeah, you can't. You got to, like, write a check to a foundation and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
No, I don't have any of that. But I am excited about my desk. But I'm guessing if you get a hold of him, you can have his small kitchen table. And so you can put that in your breakfast nook.
Well, I wish I would have gone out there with you today. I kind of want to just walk around and like make offers. Like there's a picture on the wall, like a family picture of like Rupp and his family. And I'm just like, hey, I'll give you $850 for that.
I would say like when I came in today, because I think they have to be out of there by like Monday or Tuesday. They've already sold the place. And you could definitely tell that it's beating him up. Like Rupp was defeated today. Like he looked exhausted. You could tell that just this moving has kicked him square in the junk.
Yeah, well, having just moved after 18 and a half years in the same place, it might be the worst thing ever. It's definitely a child of Satan, and moving is awful, and I don't recommend it.
Yeah, I think you're giving Satan a bad name. I'll gladly dance with the devil in the pale moonlight before I move again. Moving sucks.
Yeah, moving is no good. So what you're saying is if I show up at Rupp's house like Monday night, I'll hit the stage where everything has to go.
Everything. Like, I think he's already there, man. I think if you send a text, you'll just get a list and it's like, hey, come get it. Like, it's all hands on deck out at the Rupp household.
Well, I got a big basement full of stuff now, and I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't mind having something from the iRupp collection down here, so... Maybe I'll send him a note.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, enjoy. You got some college football tonight. Watch the little Beavs. Tomorrow you got the Ducks in Auburn. You can find that right here at the Fan, so you can indulge in some college football.
I will do. I'm going to watch the Ducks lose, hopefully. And it's my son's birthday, today. JR turned 20. I heard you give him a shout-out earlier, Big Two. Thank you for that. So happy birthday, JR. I love you.
Yeah, right back at you, big fella. Happy birthday, JR. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back on Monday. It's a holiday, but me and Mike will be here breaking down everything that happened, mainly Oregon and Auburn. And then right after us, we're going down live from Dallas. It's the Ducks, well, I should say, like, preseason show. They're doing a whole season preview.
No, it's the preview show for tomorrow's game.
Preview for tomorrow's game. So it'll be Anthony Newman, Dirt Johnson, and Andy, Dusty Hera, son of the great Andy Hera. Maybe Andy's down there as well. All right, that'll do it for us. Stay tuned for the Ducks pregame show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.